Simon & Schuster Audio presents A Little Bit of Karma by Rashonda Tate Billingsley. Read by Janina Edwards.
One. My life was a lie, one of those whoppers that should have been a special at Burger King. But my best friend, producer, was once again reminding me that I was being paid extremely well for this lie. Nicole Dunbar had been the producer of our hit radio show, Love with the Lovejoys, since my husband, Jay, and I had started it 2 years ago. That, coupled with the fact that we'd been best friends since our days at Howard University, gave her a front-row seat to the problems in my marriage. In fact, it was Nicole who had told me from the very beginning that the charming personality I found so endearing back when Jay and I first met would one day aggravate me to no end. Truer words have never been uttered. "I bet it was one of those women he was always flirting with," I muttered as I paced back and forth in the holding room. We were in the conference room at the newly remodeled Buccaneer Hotel, preparing for a week-long retreat that I had no desire to be a part of. Granted, I'd been gung-ho when the organizers first pitched this retreat to us, billed as a one-of-a-kind event at which attendees could reconnect and rediscover love. Jay and I were set to be keynote speakers and lead several workshops in intimate settings. I'd been excited about it. But that was before I knew that my husband was a cheating bastard, before I knew my marriage was a whopper of a lie. "Come on, don't go down that road. You're going to work yourself up into a tizzy," Nicole said. She was sitting at a table reviewing some of the logistical paperwork for the conference. "I just don't want to see him," I finally admitted, walking over to the window to gaze out at the beautiful scenery. "It's not that hard," Nicole replied. That was easy for her to say. Her, for better, wasn't at its worst. I turned to face my friend. 7 years, Nicole," I said. "Jay threw away 7 years and a lucrative career over some woman, but I'm supposed to just smile like everything is okay?" I grabbed a small bottled water from the ice bucket before resuming my pacing. She put her pen.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?